Welcome back to our series on Su Tongpo. In this episode, we'll explore his early life of fame and glory. When Su Tongpo and his brother are grown up as young men, almost ready to take their official exams. Naturally, the topic of marriage comes up. Parents preferred their sons to marry local girls from families they knew well. Su Tongpo got married when he was 17 to Miss Wang Fu, who was 15. Her family lived about 15 miles south in Qingshan, near the river. His younger brother married the next year when he was 16 to a girl who was 14. These early marriages were pretty typical at the time in China. The idea behind these early marriages was to save young people from the hassle and emotional stress of finding a match. It was considered better for them to settle down early. In China, parents supported their daughters-in-law, so there was no need to delay marriage. Plus, it was thought that a girl might as well love the man she was married to, even if the excitement of courtship was missing. Both Su brothers had happy marriages. Of course, parents didn't always get it right, and not every arranged marriage was a success. Marriages, whether arranged or not, are always a bit of a gamble. No one, not even the best parent or fortune teller, can predict exactly how a marriage will turn out. The main benefits of arranged marriages are that they're simpler, more efficient, and save time. Ultimately, while marriages might be made in heaven, they're lived out here on earth, and it's up to the couples to make them work. Right after the younger son got married, the Su brothers and their father decided to head to the capital.